Amber Drake with the Bidwell Mansions in the studio, and we've had Amber in with us before. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So, I saw this in the ER yesterday, and it had a little story about Doug LaMalfa having a little meeting, trying to figure out how to save Bidwell Mansion. And for those who don't know the backstory, I guess the state of California last spring said, state parks, no more funding.
Closing 70 state parks throughout the state, yes.
And Bidwell Park, or Bidwell Mansion, I didn't realize that was a state park.
Yes, we've been a state historic park since 1964.
I'm a little out of touch, I guess. So, anyway, so this obviously means problems for anybody who wants to bring the family by. And, you know, one of the highlights for Chico, I always thought, is when you bring your family, relatives, friends, is, hey, let's tour Bidwell Mansion.
Absolutely. And so many people do just that. And
so
it really
problems.
Is important, I think, just not just to our community, but to people who come from around the state to visit us.
So now you were telling me just before we went on the air that what we're going to talk about, the Save the Mansion thing here, is a little bit different than what Doug LaMalfa is involved in. Is that right?
Yes, Senator LaMalfa has been wonderful because he recognizes how important keeping us open is, and he's going to do everything that he can to affect that change. Mm-hmm. And we certainly appreciate his efforts. But we've kind of had the hope for the best but prepare for the worst idea that if that's not able to happen, if funding is not reinstated, we will close May 1st. And the people of Chico have been so wonderful just coming to us asking what can they do, how can they help. And really the way they can help is by helping us fund next year so that we can actually stay open.
So this is where the Save the Mansion idea came from.
Yes.
And this is sort of a grassroots effort, is that correct?
It's been started because of people, yes, a grassroots effort of people wanting to donate money, businesses wanting to give their money, knowing that keeping the mansion open is really good for the whole community.
Okay, now the standard hours for the mansion has basically been like noon to five, is it weekdays or all?
It's been altered because of us being one of the parks that are closing. We were normally open 5 days a week. Starting this month, we've gone down to just 3 days a week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So we're already limited now in the days that were open to the public.
Okay, now just give me a general idea to go back to where it was before, where you're open 5 days a week and you can, you know, bring the tour. What's a general number that we can look at that we kind of need to reinstate that?
To keep us open?
Yes.
The way that we were? We need about $200,000
and that would be
year
for the
to
year?
Keep us open, to keep
okay.
us open through a fiscal year, yes.
Okay, and this now if somebody would like to get involved in this Save the Mansion, how do they do that? And, I mean, obviously you'll take a 5 or a 10 or whatever we got,
absolutely.
Right?
Any denomination certainly helps. It's all going to add up. The state has set up what they call a contingent fund, which really means that it's a fund that is earmarked specifically for operations at Bidwell Mansion. If you bring a check to us, we put it into a bank account, and it's marked to that, and it cannot be used by any other state park. It cannot be used by any other state agency. It is completely just for operations at Bidwell Mansion then.
So that's the good news. If you want to donate, because that's always a fear is when you're donating
so
money.
It feels so uncomfortable writing a check to California State Parks. I understand that. You think, what kind of void is it falling into there, and where's it really going? But that's the beauty of the contingent fund, is it is so tightly checked, and it's not accessed by anyone else but us, so it really would be just for our expenses. And it's a tax-deductible donation.
Fantastic.
Who knew that giving money to the state is actually tax-deductible?
Yeah, no kidding. So here's my other question regarding this. Is there a deadline where you have to have the money and know that you have enough to run the mansion?
No one has put a absolute date on this for us yet. The day we're locking the door is May 1st, though. So certainly things need to be in place, and we need to feel comfortable going to the state parks, letting them know that, you know, we will be able to fund ourselves for next year.
Okay.
Sooner than later.
So here's, if it comes to like to April 30th, at 11:10 in the evening, and you're saying we're $20 short, give me a call, please.
Absolutely.
I'll pop a 20
absolutely.
And I'll be willing to pop that last 20 in there. Well, Amber, good luck with that, and we just want to get the word out. So if you want to donate and help save the Bidwell Mansion in Chico and be part of this little campaign to keep it going, who do we contact? How do we contact? When do we contact?
You can stop by the visitor center. We are open, as I mentioned, Saturday through Monday from noon to 5. You can send a check to us at 525 Esplanade, made out to California State Parks. You can also give me a call at the Visitor Center. I'm there at least 5 days a week. It's 895-6144.
Thank you, Amber, and good luck. I would really love to see this thing stay open.
Oh, me too.
Coming up.